At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Bonus show. Gotcha. Happy Monday morning, everybody. It's episode 87 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh, fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. That's us. We've got an amazing show, but first let me introduce myself. I'm Jake B., a barber here in Southern California, and let me tell you about my brother, the host of the show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What's happening? That is right, episode 87, Jake.
Punching them out. Crazy. That's right. We got an awesome episode for you today. We've got an old friend and from a great band called Pacific Dub. We've got Colton Place here today to talk about his new single, Million Pieces. Very excited about that. He's actually going to be performing it live for us as well. We've got a conspiracy query. He's got a scary zone story for us, a band camp. Oh my God. It's going to be a great show. We've got Rob Dylan, Bob Dylan's cousin, coming in to tell us a crazy story. It's going to be so much fun. And you know what else is fun, Jay?
What's fun?
Reading the reviews that have been coming in on the Apple Podcast app, all of them. We've been loving seeing the reviews. Thank you guys so much. It really does help us, you know, climb the charts, get noticed, and just keep the podcast going. So we really, really do appreciate it. And if you are listening and enjoying the show and you have not yet left us a review or given us a rating, please do. It really does help the show out, especially over on that Apple Podcast app. Go ahead and hit that 5-star. Leave us a little review underneath. Mm-hmm.
And they are going up. I love it. We're at 199 right now.
Whoa, we're getting there. One
we
more.
We could have punched 200 by the time we started the show. I don't know. But I did see a review that I liked on the Apple Podcast. Somebody said, Jake and Duddy are probably a 3, but the talented guest host from Escondido, he's talking about the Stoners, of course,
oh,
from
yes,
4247. He said, they are like a 7, which averages out to a 5. That's why this person, Trace Amigos, gave us 5 stars. Hey. Whatever. Look, you know,
honest
what?
And honest. We appreciate the 5-star and we appreciate the honesty.
We are that's actually a 3-star. We agree.
We really do. But no, honestly, we appreciate the reviews and ratings. It does help. So thank you guys. And also, if you want to help out the show, we do have a Patreon page where you can go over there, you sign up. It's $5 a month, but you do get 4 bonus episodes every month. And once a month, I go over there and I give you a guitar tutorial on a Dirty Head song. I walk you through how to play it, and then I play it for you. It's a lot of fun. We've created a cool little scene over there. But yeah, what else, Jake? Anything else?
We got one more thing. This is a new thing. Now look, if you guys want to just be complete legends and help support the show, that way we can like pay Luke and Gentle Giant and try to make improvements to the show. We have a Venmo now. That's right. Feeling Good with Duddy at Venmo. It's a free show, you guys. We are not expecting anything. But if you feel like kicking a couple shillings our way, we will certainly high five you virtually for it. And we'll say your name at the end of the episodes and give you a proper thank you in the coming weeks. So that's it.
Yeah.
Let's get to the show because it's packed. We got a bunch of amazing shit to go through. And let's just bring on our guest first. I'll let you do that, Duddy.
Well, actually, Jake, before I bring on my guest, I just want to give you a quick little, music news for the Dirty Heads. You know, unfortunately, not a lot going on right now. We do have new music we haven't released yet, but we're just trying to figure out the best time and way to go about that. But for Rome and Duddy, couple exciting things. January 22nd, actually this month, we have a new, I guess you can call it a single, coming out. Yeah, it's another cover song we did. It's a Loggins and Messina cover song, and we actually were lucky enough to have Jimmy Messina come in the studio and record it with us. We had a lot of fun. I think you guys are going to dig it. And we actually have a full album of original songs that me and Rome have recorded for the Rome and Duddy project that we're putting together. And, you know, hopefully soon I'll have some more info on the release of that. And next month in February, me and Rome are going out on the road to make up those acoustic shows that got canceled, I believe, like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just three shows out in Texas and one in Oklahoma. So, hey, it's a start. We're getting back out there. I'm super excited about that. And I'm super excited about our guest we have today. I'm going to bring him on. His name is Colton Place. He's from an amazing band called Pacific Dub. We've had the pleasure of, you know, touring with this band, playing multiple shows. They're a great band. He's a great dude. Here he is, Colton Place.
What's up, friends? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, man. I'm stoked to be here. This is cool. I'm out of the house.
Right?
Dude, everyone who comes in here, that's like one of the first things they say. They're like, I'm so happy to just do something.
Yeah, something that's not like walking my dog around my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm the crazy guy now.
In fear.
You know, yeah.
Right. People crossing the street. I love that new move that people do now.
Oh, yeah.
Where
oh,
they
yeah.
walk around the car to get totally. Around. Like, we're both on the sidewalk. I'll go around the cars. I'll take the center of the highway and come back.
Dude, people walk around me when I'm walking my dog regardless. Because a lot of times, it's usually one of the first things I do when I wake up. I'll go take my dog for a cruise around the neighborhood. And I don't give. I'm like, sweats.
Oh, yeah.
Hooded sweatshirt. Hood up. Sunglasses on. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. I look like an absolute creep. So I get it. I totally same. Get it. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, you guys are both tall, lanky, just lurkers. Just cross the street.
Across the street, man. At this point in time. Yeah, they're not even worried about COVID. They're worrying about being shanked when they see Yeah, but so obviously, no touring going on.
Yep.
So you guys probably did what a lot of people did and get in the studio, make some new music. So you got a new single coming out and it's called A Million Pieces.
Yes, sir. We had some stuff planned. We did one show in 2020 that was Oof. One Love in Long Beach.
That was our last full show as the Dirty Heads. We did some drive-ins, but that was our last show with like an actual full crowd.
Same night you guys ended it all together.
And after that it was kind of everything up in the air, obviously, as you guys know. And then we did a live stream in July or something like that. That was really cool. But we just kind of had to buckle down, get in the studio, and luckily we had some material ready to go, and we didn't really put out much in 2020, but it was kind of, we wanted to get the project together and like save it and have something like more solid as a real release. So this is going to be the first single of a few. I don't know if I'm... We haven't even decided yet.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say anything.
He's looking over at the band's manager that's sitting on the couch. He's like, he's got a gun pointed at you.
You know what? It's so weird right now for bands because like you think, okay, we can't really tour. We can't do anything. So let's make new music. But then you make the new music and you're like, but do we want to like put it all out now? Because we can't go tour and support it.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's this weird like circle. You're just like, what do we do?
Yeah, man. That was kind of the dilemma in 2020. But I think we kind of just decided like, let's try and pivot. Let's try and get some like online content, some more videos. We're working with a cool videographer, Sam Scarce. Like he's been in the scene forever. So he's been getting a lot of behind the scenes stuff. We're going to have a lot of new stuff coming out like relatively soon with this single being the start of it. And then the first like handful of months of 2021, we're really just planning on releasing a bunch of new stuff. So that's kind of what we've been working on.
That's kind of the good part is a lot of bands are saying that too. They're like, we've been working, we've been making music. So there will be an avalanche of new music at a certain point here from every band. So that's good news for music fans.
Yeah.
Dude.
I feel like you kind of have to get over the original shock of like, what the hell am I going to do now?
Yep.
And then kind of regroup and just put it together.
Yeah, like with anything, man, you gotta you have to just roll with the punches and figure out a way to come out the other end. You know, it's crazy, but so super stoked to have Colton here. And right now with no one really touring and people not traveling a lot, it's hard for us to get guests to come into the bunker, get on the show actually here and not Zoom. So we're lucky enough that, are you still in HB right now?
I like moved over to Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa,
in 2019,
okay.
But
a couple of the guys from our band have moved to Costa Mesa too. Costa Mesa, for those of you who don't know, pretty much is connected to Huntington. It's an awesome spot. And it's a growing spot too.
Yeah.
A lot of cool little pockets are popping up over there. So he's local. Pacific Dub, they're local. So this is great. We get to have him come on in here today and jump on the show.
This is exactly what we wanted in 2021. It's perfect. We're like, let's be a venue for all of our friends, all the local bands to be able to come and play. And Colton and I were talking about this before we hit record. It's like, can't play shows. Well, we could play on our show. So yeah. let's like make that work. And we're going to get to hear the new single today.
Yeah.
You're
first time.
Play it acoustically in here. That's awesome.
Yeah. Nervous.
Dude, live debut. <I'm nervous. laughs> Live debut of a million pieces. And don't worry, we can tell them all that it was first take, but if you want to do 20,
absolutely.
No big deal. No big deal.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, no, that's rad. And we've been, you know, lucky enough to play multiple shows and tour with this band. And one thing that we loved about this band is they like totally remind us of our band. Like everyone in the band, they're friends. And you could tell, like, were you guys probably mostly friends even before the band?
Yeah. Me and Bryce, the original guitarist, we started it together. Like we were best friends since probably like 14, 15 years old. And we kind of found everybody through just like the weirdest avenues, bro. Like Ryan, our bassist, like him and Bryce were at like a house party. Bryce had sex with Ryan's best friend's girlfriend at the time.
Oh,
they're going to throw blows.
Horrifying.
And then it's like, wait a minute, you play bass, right? And then that's how we got our bassist. And then, you
know. Wait a second. He's like, no, because I'm in band and you play bass. So actually, if you join my band, you'll get more chicks. So who cares about that chick?
Who cares about
bro?
Your friend's chick?
Yeah.
Look, kicked in the door. He was banging my best friend's girl, but he had
his bass
leaned up
against
the cat. I was like, wait a minute here.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Whoa, your fingers can move.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All friends like Nagy and Ryan. Nagy, we call him, and Dave, our drummer, they were in musicianship together at Marina.
Nice.
Just
musicianship.
Like, oh, that's where
Dave
we
was like
all
the older
dude,
the drummer, like playing the jazz beats and like kind of intimidating. And then, you know, kind of all came around like the MySpace days.
Nice. And you guys are all hilarious, but Dave's hilarious. He's
dude,
a funny
Dave
dude.
Is
I got to get him up in
character.
Here. Yeah, he's a character, dude. He cracks me up.
Oh, I remember, I think it was 2010 when I think I first met you guys. Was that all the way out in Florida? You guys were like 19 or something,
man,
right?
Was that
this show in Florida when the Dirty Heads had just started having their big success and
Pineapple
you guys were
Fest,
so
huh?
young. Pineapple Fest.
I remember
that.
That's my first time meeting you guys and I met you over in Florida.
Is that when the guy tried to back dive off the stage and like killed himself pretty much?
It was a wild ass Florida style show.
I'll never forget that show because every time I think hear Pineapple Fest, I remember that guy.
Crazy.
So
that shit started when we were on stage.
Did it?
There was just no security in, no barricade or whatever. Everybody was right up on the stage and people just like, I just remember like looking around, there's like a dude running behind me. I was like, oh damn, this is gnarly. And that was like three songs before we were done. I was like, this is going to get
This was a super packed show, like they're saying, and no security. We were pushing people off the stage. Me and everyone that worked for the Dirty Heads, we were all basically like, okay, it's our job to shove people off the sides of the stage because it was getting wild.
And not to cut you off, but you play these festivals a lot of times, and sometimes it's like a festival where like, oh, this is our first year or something, and they have the best intentions.
Oh yeah,
and they think that they've got all the, you know, everything, all their boxes are checked and they're good to go. But until you've actually done multiple shows, you don't really, oh my God, like, and this and that and this. And to stage security is a big thing, especially when it's an all day festival, people just drinking in the sun. They start to get loopy. And what do you think? I'm getting on stage, you know? So,
and Pacific Dub's playing like as the sun's going down. Yeah. And that's when it just starts. As soon as the sun starts going down, the wildness meter just flips up to, you know, 100. And there's something about that moment, like in 2010, when Lay Me Down hit and Sublime with Rome's coming back, and there's this explosion of the reggae rock scene. It did sort of feel like maybe the beginning of the punk scene or something, where all the fans were riled up.
Dude, they were ready.
It was like, dude, we love this music, but it was never on the radio. No one cared. And then bam, it's like all these bands are accepted and this whole scene exploded. And it was a fucking wild time. There was some drunk, crazy, insane people at these shows.
Yeah, so to round out that story, you know, why it was so wild is, while it was going totally crazy, there was a guy who like got up on stage and he didn't mess with us at all. He got up and I think he tried to do like a backflip off the stage into the crowd, and the crowd like parted and he didn't finish the backflip and he just landed on his head. And it was bad. I remember he had to get like ambulanced out, like, and I think I remember hearing down the line that like he kind of messed himself up like really bad, like it might have been like a paralyzed for life situation thing or something. Like it was I remember like it wasn't good. It was a bad thing.
I heard coma at first, and then maybe beyond that.
Yeah, it was bad because I think what happened is it was, and I could totally be botching this story, but no, that did happen. Something bad happened, but I feel like it was like someone's dad. Like it was like a girl's dad.
Who was at the show.
As soon as you said that, I remember that now.
Right? No, it was like a dad that like took his younger kids to the show, and he was just riling out. And something or other. It was bad.
Anyway, but, dude, crazy times in Florida. Why not? And then I remember we went and raged in hotel rooms the whole night. Yeah. So, you know, it's just a good memory I have.
The other memory, which is much more positive from that, is that that was Dave's 21st birthday weekend. And I just have this image in my brain burned in of Dave in a hotel room with Jared holding his head back, just dumping vodka into his mouth. And he's like, you're not stopping until I say you stop.
That sounds like Jared.
This was the very early days of Dirty Heads, like we talked about on the last episode, where it was full tilt party craziness, and you guys were youngsters and you were involved, and it was a wild fucking night. Good times.
Yeah, were you guys on that Rocky Point, Mexico festival with us?
No, we didn't
do
that.
You didn't do that.
No.
Okay.
I think Catastro.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. For some reason, I was like, were they there? No, they weren't there. We've talked about that show many times on here.
Mm-hmm. I've heard stories of those shows.
Oh, my God.
That Rocky Point stuff got wild.
I love that how we circle around to past stories, because so many of our guests, we all know each other. It's such this tight little scene, and everyone kind of has a different vantage point of these certain stories. Yes. It's pretty funny.
And you play so many shows and random festivals with so many bands that sometimes they all just meld together. Wait, were you there? And you're like, no, I wasn't there.
No, but
I was
heard
there.
About it. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, my God.
You've always heard
town.
About it. And speaking of hearing about things,
good segue.
You like that? Have you ever heard of a conspiracy theory?
A conspiracy theory?
Have you ever heard of that?
I don't know that I have. Can you tell me what they are?
you know what a conspiracy
is. Yes, I do.
It's the guy that ruins your party. He comes to your house. He tells you the pyramids are talking to people on Mars and everything. Duddy, explain what you do. He doesn't do that.
This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy query. I'm not saying I believe in this.
Okay.
I'm not saying I came up with this and I'm trying to convince you that this is real. I'm just asking if you believe in conspiracy queries.
I think I may.
Okay. All right.
I love to watch the guests just deal with Duddy when he all of a sudden goes, do you believe in conspiracy? Like, why is this happening? I'll go with it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a conspiracy query. I'm just simply asking you, like, do you believe in this? I don't know. I don't know. I've done zero research. I found this story 10 seconds before the show, and I'm going to read it and see if you believe it. You guys know we're taking you around the globe right now.
That's right.
And we've done Alabama. We've done Alaska, I think. We did Kansas.
Kansas. I don't think we did Alaska, but I love that we keep saying we did Alaska.
Hey, man, I'll guarantee you some creepy shit's
we'll
going
get
down
there.
But yeah, this one comes from this is actually the, this is the, our nation's capital, Jake.
Yes, it is.
And this is Michigan.
Absolutely.
It's called Hell's Bridge. Well, the Nain Rogue and Dogmen. They've got nothing on the tale of Elias Frisquet, a deranged old preacher who, according to blood-curdling lore, Pied Pipered a group of feathered children into the woods near what is now Algoma Township. Wow, this is a tough read.
Who picked this one?
He slaughtered them one by one, casting them into the Cedar Creek before being caught by their parents and hanged, but not before saying he was possessed by demons. In its current form, Hell's Bridge is a creaky, narrow metal footbridge in the middle of the woods where those brave enough to cross at night claim to hear the voices of screaming children and are sometimes greeted by a black figure with glowing eyes as they traverse it. Traverse it.
Like, who's traverse?
I was trying to make it sound more like authentic, but then I realized
I do appreciate the energy.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. So let's see here. There's Elias Frisquet was a preacher who Pied Pipered. So he played a flute and the kids followed him dancing into the woods because they loved the, you know, the tune he was playing.
He moonwalked backwards as he Pied Pipered.
And then he slaughtered them and threw them into the creek before caught by their parents and hanged.
He was hanged.
He was hung. Yeah. But they're saying he was possessed by the devil. And they're saying if you go to cross that bridge to this day, you will hear the screams of those children, and you might even see Elias Friske there in a black hood and glowing eyes.
Whoa.
Wow.
That sounds like somewhere I don't want to go.
No way.
Why would you go to Hell's Bridge?
Yikes. I love this one.
It's
this
a great
story.
It's
a nice creepy. I mean, I don't like the children murder. That's bad. But
yeah.
I love that. I wish I lived there just so I could feel, so I could be, I wish I lived there when I was seven and I could just think that that happened and feel the scaredness in those woods.
I'd love to hear the melody he was playing because it must have been awesome.
It was a hit, I'm
like,
sure.
Hey, guy, let's follow this fucking guy into the
Say
woods.
Say what you want about Elias. The man can flute.
He can, right. He's a world-class flautist.
He was a pioneer before his time.
God, imagine if you played the flute and you're like, it's rad, you play the flute, but you have to tell people
I play the flute.
Yeah,
I know that you're a flautist.
I'm a flautist. It's, is that what it's called?
A flautist.
So. That's too close to flauta.
Yeah, hey, just who wants, you know, hungry. That's like,
yes.
Fiance.
Yeah,
you don't want to have to ever say flautist. It's not a fun.
Yeah. Are you ever stoked when you have to say the word fiance?
No.
You're
like, can we just get married quick? I don't want to have to fucking.
I think I still call it girlfriend all the time.
Yeah, girlfriend. So. No, it's like she's a little more than girlfriend, not quite wife. You get it.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Above girlfriend, anyway. Below wife. We're in that area.
Oh man, but yeah, Hell's Bridge. I don't know.
I like that one, man. That's a good movie. Yeah. Thing.
That is a good movie script. That's creepy.
I guess I'm just. Read the rest of it, Duddy.
There's a little extra. So
where this tale came from, there is no record of Elias Friske in the area.
I wish you didn't read that.
Though there was a prominent Friske family beginning in the 1910s.
Okay.
Still, despite the lack of hard facts, anyone who's visited the bridge will attest that there's something out there. Ooh.
Okay.
And it usually makes its presence known as you're teetering on a shaky metal bridge in the moonlight.
Of course, there's no record of him. If they're a prominent family in the 1910s, they scrubbed his name from everything.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It definitely
happened. He could have murdered a billion children. Yeah. You know, there was whoops-a-daisy. You rip up a piece of paper back then, and you didn't do anything. It went away. It's
nothing
not
happened.
Like today.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's just, I guess I'm asking if you believe that Elias Friske played his flute so well that all the children in the town followed him in the dark woods, and then they stayed there while one by one he killed them and threw them in a creek?
I think I believe this one, dude.
I think so, breath. Okay? I think you convinced me just
Thank
now.
You. Good, because I was about to pass out.
Hear that flute song.
It definitely happened. I'm going on record.
If you're out there and you've heard of this and you have this melody, you know this flute melody, please send it in. Dying to hear it.
Oh, Duddy, do you think you could replicate it on harmonica if you...
Oh, I mean, I probably could.
Duddy's got a mini harmonica that he brought in today, guys.
I already want to follow him around.
I would murder myself if I had to listen to that. So it works. It works. Maybe that's what happened. He's like, I didn't do it. Dude.
I'll tell you what. That worked out much better than I was expecting.
How would that be? It's a misunderstanding. He was trying to learn the flute. And these asshole kids are in the forest probably throwing rocks.
Yeah.
They kill themselves because he's so shitty at the flute. And
so
misunderstood. And his prominent family had to leave the country because of this shit.
Like, God damn it.
Really
we
unfair.
Told him not to, we tried to get him a guitar.
He just wanted to play the flute.
Oh my gosh.
He wanted to be a flautist. What can you tell a 7-year-old kid? All right,
Man.
Well, keeping it in the scary zone, you have a scary zone story, right? You've had a ghostly encounter.
You know, was it ghosts or demons? I don't know, but there was this creepy house on this ranch that my friends and I used to go as young children, and it was a house that we weren't supposed to go in, so naturally we went inside.
Of course.
Oh, like an abandoned house or something?
It was so the owners of the ranch, it was their house, apparently. They lived there with their kids, and since then, all of their descendants have passed. They keep it as kind of a relic to the ranch, and this is a big ranch in Central California, right on the beach. A lot of prominent people have houses there or whatever, and my buddy's dad just happened to work for one of the people that lived out there. So we would go to this house, and it was all these creepy old photos everywhere. The backyard is got a big pool, but it's just filled with dirt. And the rumor is like one of the kids died. Ooh. And they had to fill it over. And then, oh, the other rumor is that same kid's buried under the steps in the backyard. All the whole nine, you know, like weird jarred shit in the living room still. It was weird because it was like nobody ever touched it after everybody left. And we're like 12 years old. So we're like
weird stuff in jars. Just as always,
how,
like a,
how in a creepy house is the only thing left always just creepy jars with stuff?
Just like pickled like shit.
What is in
this? Yeah. It's like body parts and shit. Like, why are these here?
Is
that
eyeball? Like,
yeah. Human eye winked at me for fuck's sake.
Little baby rat.
What was with old people and pickling shit? Who knows?
So simpler time.
Yeah, I guess. Simpler time, more shit to do, less shit to do.
Less shit, yeah.
So we would like cruise around and we like all throughout this house and you're all trying to scare each other the whole time. And then me and my buddy are the first people in the attic and we're young and stupid and maybe it was a gust of wind. But sure enough, like three things fall down the attic the second you open the door. And all we can see out like the corner of our eye is like these things wrapped in newspaper. And of course, it's like there were bones. My buddy's like, there are definitely bones. That was like a human head, skull, whatever.
They just wrap it in newspaper and the just fuck kept out
it
of
up
here.
In the fucking attic.
You all, we looked at the newspaper. It's like 1876.
Oh, we ran.
The paper said there's six people missing. Yeah, it's not fucking town, bro. I swear there was all six of them in there.
Oh, dude. The paper was today.
Oh!
You see your own face on it. No!
I'm disappearing!
What's happening to me?
I'm dying.
Oh my god. A lot like Spider-Man at the end of that movie when he's disappearing. Do you remember that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, fuck. Sorry, guys. I just got nerdy right there. Thanos snapped him, dude. He's like, what's happening?
Bro, I was too busy having sex, bro. Sorry,
that really killed the story. It really crushed it. Kind of like Superman, right? Nope, not at all. That's fucking creepy. So you guys ran.
Oh, we bailed. I never went back.
Oh, god. See, that's so fun.
Yeah. I miss that. Fun? Yes. I miss just being really scared and doing. I miss being in places you're definitely not supposed to be and getting creeped out with your
buddies.
Yeah,
man.
You can't beat that.
No, that was the best.
It's a young thing because, like, as an adult, you would never just kick your way into an abandoned house and start climbing up with no reason. As a kid, that you will do that if you know someone's living there. You'll be like, we'll break into all the other rooms, though, and just walk around.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just to be scared.
Just to be like, oh, God.
Real quick, do you... This is such a side story. We had a friend, Ryan DeGuro. You remember him? But do you remember the house that was across the street from his house when we were younger? He had this... He lived in a normal neighborhood, middle-class neighborhood, all the house, three, four-bedroom, normal, one-story houses. Across the street from his house was a mansion that looked like it was dead. Do you remember that? He was a kid that we played baseball with when we were younger.
I don't remember that, to be honest.
That was the house that I remember. We would, like, go into the gate and go up to the door. People lived there. We wouldn't knock, but we just... To be creepy. Far into the yard was horrifying.
Yeah.
It's such a fun time.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's a good time. And, you know, speaking of good times,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about some good times here. This is, you know, band camp. Oh, this is the segment where we just, you know, we're going to let Colton tell one story that just stands out from his years of touring or just being a band, because there's so many crazy things happen when you're out on the road that it's just fun to hear about them. So give it a go.
The funny thing is that one of the stories I was considering was that Pineapple Fest one, but I thought it was a little too dark, but we covered it already.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, we just told about someone potentially dying. There's got to be.
But there's like a few that kind of like run through. There was one whole tour where between our front of house guy, our lead guitarist, our bassist, and myself, every single person turned 21 on this tour. Or shortly, like right before we left. So I think we were on tour with Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, and actually Christian was TMing them at the time.
Okay.
And I mean, like, I'm going to try not to get in trouble, say anything weird, but...
I know.
I guess I'll talk about my 21st birthday.
Okay, there you go.
So we rolled into Sacramento. We played at Ace of Spades.
Oh, yeah,
Ace of Spades. Do you remember that burger spot that was right next door?
Yes.
We started there at probably... 2 p.m.
And Ace of Spades is like, that's like a little punk rocky type place,
dude,
right?
It's a cool little like probably like 800 cap venue, and definitely like a lot of punk rock going through there. And it was a good show. It was close to sold out, and but I, you know, pitchers, beer beforehand. I'm 21,
yeah,
and
of course.
Just I remember we went back like a few months later and played in Sacramento again, and some girl came up to me after the show and she's like, "You guys sounded so much better this time." How are you? Thank you.
Yeah,
like I was not drunk. Yes.
No, you just pretty much said last time. You
I could tell you were 21. Yeah, you know? My God. But yeah, Sean Chapman, their guitarist at the time, stops our show in the middle of it, comes out the 1.75 liter of Jack Daniels.
Oh yeah.
And just grabs my mic, says, "These guys are going to stop the show and Colton's going to chug until we tell him, you know."
Oh, God damn it.
Those days.
Why? Never a good idea.
About that.
And then it's like, not only, and then it's like mob mentality at that point, because it's not just Sean. He could show mercy on me, but now the crowd's involved.
Do it.
Keep going. Yeah. Yeah. So, I blacked out like right after the show. We went to a bar. Moy told everybody it was my 21st birthday. I took like two more shots and then I snuck out the side. And then I passed out in the van on somebody's lap.
Oh, sure.
And then spent the entire night just throwing up. Apparently, I couldn't be bothered to get up and go to the bathroom. My girlfriend, she was there. She was like, "Dude, I couldn't get you up. We happened to get a room with two beds." She's like, "I'm sleeping in the other bed."
Yeah.
She just had to wake up like every like couple hours and like move a different trash can next to me because I was just filling it up.
And you probably had a show the next day.
Oh, we definitely had a show the next day. Yeah. San Francisco, I think. Yeah, that was a, you know, a lot of tour stories that I could tell that would get me in a lot more trouble. But like, you know, that tour in general just like will always stick out because every single person has their own, you know, like our bassist turned 21 in Des Moines, Iowa, and just lit the town on fire.
Oh, like, my God.
Our front of house guy threw up on our bassist's birthday. Like just all of these different, you know, that was a fun one, man.
Debaucherous tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
It's so funny. I forgot the memory of people just forcing you to drink on stage.
I'm going to stop the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk out on stage and I'm going to force this poor man to fucking black out in front
and
of
it's
the
like
crowd.
Like you said, the whole crowd's just
fucking drink, you pussy.
Oh, like, oh, God.
I can only imagine, too, Ace of Spades. Like I said, like that's like a, you're right up in there.
Yeah,
like that crowd
dude.
Is right up on you. It's packed in. It's a punk rock. I can just picture them fucking drink it, pussy. Just spilling it.
Oh, that's a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what a bitch.
No, it was lighthearted, but they definitely wanted me to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Like they wanted me to drink and they wanted me to be drunk at the end of the show. But
that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, good times.
Oh, you know what's not awesome?
It's that time, isn't it?
It is. So check it out. We're lucky enough. Colton's gonna play us his new single here live with us in a second. But before we get into that, you know who's here. It's the idiot potheads from 4247 News. And they heard that Colton was going to be in here. They're huge fans of Pacific Dub. And, you know, they asked us if they could come in and talk with him for a second.
And we can't say no. I mean, they're actually helping our online ratings.
Apparently, people really like these guys. And we don't know why, but we have to keep letting them in because they get better ratings than we do. So
we're a 3-star show. Apparently, they're a 7 is what we heard earlier. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get up. Let's let these guys in. I guess Lukey Poo, play their... And good luck, Colton. You're about to meet some real cool guys.
I appreciate it, man.
Play their music, Luke.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Dude, took it, took it.
Everybody, fucking dank is right, dude. I haven't heard dank in a while.
I'm
sick
bringing
word.
It back, bro.
Dude, sick word, BM. All right, dude, it's Blonde Marley. You guys know the drill. I'm sorry, it's Snake OG. This is Blonde Marley. He's right here next to me, and we're the dudes from, you know, News 4247. Although we don't really tell much news anymore. Now we just get to we're reporters now. Like,
aren't we? We got burnt out on the news.
The news is kind of a downer.
It was, you know, once Kanye lost, I was just out,
oh,
bro.
Oh, dude, I still haven't gotten over that. That's I still sad. Think that they're counting the votes, though, in Michigan, and
apparently,
I hear Kanye.
I heard that they're about 420 short of him winning.
Or they found a case of votes in the river or something. Anyway, dude, we're moving past it because we're so stoked on the guest and all that, but what's up with us? We're fine. We're smoking. Dude, everything's fine with us. We haven't moved in a while.
Still in Escondido.
We're not leaving, dude.
Where Snake had his
first burrito.
You guys know the story.
Fucking right. Sick burrito. I've had so many since.
Who do we live with?
We live with two gay gentlemen from outer space, the Galians. We're catching you up on who we are.
Yeah, definitely.
Soak it all in. We smoke space weed out of square bongs. The listeners know. Let's get into it, Duddy.
All right. So first off and foremost,
I called you Duddy again.
Oh, I love when you do that.
BM.
It's probably because you're stoned.
I'm fucking all ripped.
Right. Mm. All right. So first off and foremost, Colton.
Sir.
Big fans of you.
Sick.
Big Thanks fans for having of me. Your Thanks band. For being here.
Oh, we saw you guys at live at Wahoo's back in the day. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Surround sound played. Yeah. You guys played the Dirty Heads. Sex show anyway.
Sex show. And I remember I was watching that show. I was eating Wahoo Indonesian shrimp burrito.
Sick choice.
Sick
dude.
Choice.
Tight Super menu dank. Grab.
Oh, extra fucking dank sauce, you know. But I was watching the show and I'm watching Pacific Dub and they're playing. And I'm like, first off, I love these guys.
Bryce's off, arms are flexing.
All
right. Dude.
That guy is fucking buff. All right. Okay. So. But I'm watching Colton, and I'm like, if I ever get the chance to talk to this guy, I got a really serious question I want to ask him.
Dude, are you going to ask him
I'm
right
gonna
now?
I'm going to ask him right now.
Fuck, okay. Dude.
So I know that you've been touring for a long time.
Always getting
you're like in like a reggae band.
That's coming,
and
dude.
You tour like a lot of reggae bands, and you do these reggae fests.
He's about to ask
and
a sick
a
question.
A lot of people like your band, and when you're out on the road or doing anything.
He's beating around the bush.
Do you ever get free weed?
Oh, you fucking hit him with it, dude.
Sometimes.
Oh! Better than never, no, bro.
More than me.
And modest, dude. He's not like, yeah, sometimes. Dude, bags of it every day.
I bet he means all the time. He's just being modest.
Yeah. Remember when Duddy was asked that question? He was like, yeah, dude, I get fucking pounds of weed every day. Yeah. I mean, that was awesome and dude, sick, but way
sick.
More modest and chill and probably more towards the truth, I feel. Like. Sad, dude. Sick answer, dude.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You,
yeah,
Ryan.
Dude,
well, now that we're talking about Duddy,
he's such a good question asker,
you've
dude.
Like,
get ready.
Toured with the Dirty Heads, and you've got played shows with them, and you live.
We
like
saw it, you at Wahoo's, dude, 10 years ago. Solid.
You live like in the same town as them. Like, have you ever got to smoke weed with Duddy B?
Oh, fucking hit him with the just hard hitting questions.
Yes.
Oh,
the investigative
sack.
Work.
Like, yeah. How much did you smoke? Like a pound?
Probably maybe 2 pounds.
Whoa!
Sack.
No way. Now
in
he
like
sounds
hour,
more like Duddy.
In 1 hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had to do most of the smoking, though, because Duddy can't really handle it.
Oh! Heavy allegations being laid out on the show.
Duddy, did you hear
Duddy,
that?
Duddy, did you hear that?
He's flipping me off. Okay.
He's pretty
sweet.
Upset. Wow, oh. Dude. What the? How about who? Duddy can't puff tough?
No, Duddy's a poser.
Dude, maybe we're cool. Maybe we should let him hang out with us.
Oh,
maybe that's the way this
not,
is. He probably can't.
Like.
Dude, can you take Duddy's place on the show?
Oh,
we have
sad.
Zero respect for him
nah,
anymore.
I smoke too much weed, man. I forget to be here. You know?
Chiefiest,
all right,
bro.
Well, then do you want to move into a studio apartment with me and Snake OG in Escondido and live
four
with
dogs
with us?
Can I bring another dog?
Yeah, you can, dude. What the fuck? Dream come true, dude. Sick.
All right.
Anything
before
else?
Before you get into this live performance, which we can't be more happier to be a part of it, one more serious question.
Hit him with the hard-hitting investigative work, dude. I don't know what he's about to ask. I'm on the edge of it.
Now, your band name is Specific Dub. Is that about like a certain sack of weed you got one time that was just really dank?
It was the first truly dank sack of weed I ever got.
Oh, Specific
that's
dumb.
Heavy question and good answer.
Thanks,
dude, sick.
So, was by any chance that... Was that bag, was it Alaskan Thunderfly?
It's his favorite strand, bro. It's his favorite.
That's crazy because it was.
Whoa! Sickest guest ever, dude.
Oh,
there
sick.
It is. Nailed it. All right, well. So that's it. We're getting into the performance straight from here, right?
Yeah, and I see the green light flashing. That
it's
means we
time,
gotta go.
Dude. The green light means time to hit some ganj, dude.
Oh.
It's a green leaf light. Anyway, dude, I'm Snake OG. And I'm here to say Puff Tuff. And this is my boy Blonde Marley saying
stay crispy.
Enjoy the performance. Yeah.
promised. We have Colton here from Pacific Dove, and he's going to play us their new single, Million Pieces. Here we go.
I've seen the light at the end of the tunnel. I know that it's been burning bright. I know that we're not out of trouble. How many battles are left to fight? Just know that you're not in this alone. We'll never leave you on your own. And we can put your broken heart together. When it's in a million pieces on the ground, all of these dark days can last forever. And if we hold on to all the love we found, thousand steps, but you're going nowhere. At least that's how it always seems. When will the path finally become clear? So you can wake up from this dream. When it feels like you run out of hope, like you've been working with nothing to show. We can put your broken heart together. When it's in a million pieces on the ground, and all of these dark days can last forever. And if we hold on to all the love we found, together. When it's in a million pieces on the ground, all of these dark days can last forever. And if we hold on to all the love we found, we can put your broken heart together. When it's in a million pieces on the ground, all of these dark days can last forever. And if we hold on to all the love we found.
Yeah,
that was fire.
That was so good.
Yeah, seriously. Amazing song, catchy, good lyrics. You nailed it.
Great performance. Yeah, I don't think he missed a note. That was freaking awesome. And that was the first time you had played that song.
First time.
And that song doesn't come out till the 29th.
29th.
So you guys heard it here first.
You did.
Damn.
You know what else you heard it here?
What's that?
The sponsors, Jake.
Oh, look at that.
That was really freaking awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to get into just a quick sponsor read right now, but don't go away, because after that, we still have Rob Dylan stopping by. That's Bob Dylan's cousin, and he's got a crazy story you're going to want to hear.
Once again, you met him at Cheese's house, and just here he comes. This is awesome.
I'm hanging out over at Cheese's house. Yep. He introduces me to Rob Dylan. I don't think anything about it. We start talking, super nice guy. And next thing I know, I find out he's Bob Dylan's cousin. We're talking even more later down the road. He tells me the story. I'm like, no way. Will you come in and tell it on my show? He was like, of course. Why would I not?
I wasn't going to do the podcast until you guys told me about Rob Dylan. I'm a huge fan.
I know, dude, that was the get.
Yeah. Most people are Bob Dylan fans. That's too mainstream for me.
Way too old Robbie D. Yeah.
And you thought you were a fan of Rob Dylan's before?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear a story.
Might change the way you feel about Bob as well. So anyway, we're going to get into this.
It's going to make you feel good. And speaking of feeling good, we have a sponsor on this show that makes us feel great. And that is Plug-Ins Keychains. You guys, this thing is awesome. I'm telling you right here. This product's called the Jack Rack, and they have it over at pluginskeychains.com. What it is, it's like a replica to a guitar amp. They have the Marshall, they have a Fender, and it comes with four keychains. The keychains are just they're the heads of a quarter inch cable. That's what you plug into your guitar. That's what you plug into your amp. So you put your keys on this keychain and this is hanging on your wall. When you get home, you plug in your keys to your amp head. When you want to go somewhere, you know exactly where they are. You unplug it and you're on your way. These things are awesome, guys. I've had one of these on the wall in my house for like 2 years. And I can't tell you how many times someone's come over and be like, oh my God, that's awesome. Where'd you get that? I tell them where. I tell them at pluginskeychains.com. That's plural. And the plugins is with a Z, P-L-U-G-I-N-Z, keychains.com. And you pick up a jack rack, you put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every single order you ever order for your entire life, Jake.
Look at that. Forever.
Forever.
It's a long time.
50 years from now, plug in DUDDYB. Plug in your keys to a jack rack. See how that works?
You know what? I'll tell you right now. Actually, in 50 years from now,
yes.
New deal, code DUDDYB, 100% free.
All the jack racks are free.
Yeah, we're starting that deal in 50 years. We're starting that. So,
men of our words,
just stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. But yeah, so that's that.
That is that. So now this is this.
This is a thing. So I think I just saw him.
That's not that. That's actually not that. Our buddies over at Onnit wanted us to mention something.
Okay.
Onnit, you guys remember Onnit supplements? They don't really, you know, they're not a sponsor of the show per se, but they do. They hook up Duddy and I with some supplements every month, and they wanted us to just mention that. You guys know the Alpha Brain. Duddy and I use it before the show. It's just like it just helps you think smoothly. Think on your toes, kind of helps your memory. Duddy and I take it all the time. And Onnit was like, hey, do you mind telling your listeners? There's a free trial going on at Onnit.com. So you go there and you, whatever, sign up for the free trial. And they're just going to send you Alpha Brain. It's like a nice amount, too. I really should pull up the thing and read it properly. And I'll do that on the next show. But anyway, go to Onnit.com and check that out. And if you just go to the, you know, at Onnit on Instagram, I'm sure they have the link to go try it out for free. But you should definitely take advantage of it because the stuff is awesome. Yeah.
Well, I mean, now that we're on that, if you go to onnit.com/Duddy, you'll get 10% off your whole order. So
that's true.
Might as well do that.
Bam.
Get some free Alpha Brain and 10% off all the other good stuff they have. And speaking of good stuff, he is here. I see him. They have pulled up. He is coming in right now, you guys. It's right. It is Rob Dylan. It is Bob Dylan's cousin. And oh boy, does he have a story for you guys.
I'm going to fully admit it. I never heard of Rob Dylan. Look, full honesty. I'm looking at him. I didn't know Sean Denver, who was on the show.
You've heard of Bob Dylan?
Of course.
Well, this is his cousin.
I get that. And I'm excited. I'm excited.
You've heard of John Denver, right? You heard of John?
Absolutely.
Well, that was his cousin.
I know. I'm thrilled. So
this is Rob Dylan.
Full disclosure, before this day, okay. I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm absolutely pleased as peach, and or is that her punch? Either way, I'm pleased. Let's bring him in. Old Robbie D, dude, he's here.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Wow, you sound just like Bobby just like Dylan.
Oh man, yeah, people say me that all the time. Mixed between Bob Dylan and Norm McDonald. That's what I get. Yeah.
Oh, I see that. That is true, and you look like that too.
Yeah, that's actually just like it. Yeah. So yeah, I was hanging over at Cheese's house. He's the manager of the Dirty Heads, and I met Duddy, and you know, we were hanging out. He's a great guy, by the way.
Yeah,
and you know what? Wow, I have never seen anyone smoke more weed than that guy.
Wait, is Cheese a puff tough guy?
No, I'm talking about Duddy.
Oh, you're talking about
I heard the stoner guys were trying to spread some rumors about him, but no.
Was it CBD false. Or was it regular weed?
Oh, you're funny.
He's a good one. Burned you, Daddy. You're still getting burned, Daddy.
Oh, no. But if it were CBD, it'd be Koi, I bet. Koi CBD. Absolutely. I heard that's great. That's great. So I'm telling him a story, and, you know, he thought it was pretty great, and he wanted me to come in here and share it with you guys.
All right.
So you guys all know my cousin, Bob Dylan.
Absolutely.
And you guys have heard his song Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Absolute mm-hmm. classic of all time.
Well, let me tell you that, yes, he did put that song out, but he ripped that off of me.
But that's what Sean Denver said. Sean Denver last
Sean
week.
Denver, me, I'm very close with Sean Denver.
Wait, yeah. Is there a thing like the cousins of famous?
Yeah, that's what I was we all meet up once a year on an island and we all
write killer
songs together. Yeah.
And go over the songs that you wrote that were robbed from you.
Yeah. Actually, I was just hanging out with Billy Nelson.
Bill Nelson. Yeah. Oh, God. Well, if you can tell him, we'd love to get him on the show in the future. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. So let's hear the story, dude. I have a feeling I know.
So one time me and Bob, my cousin, were out drinking. Right. Mm-hmm. And we're just walking around town going bar from bar. And the bars are closing down. We're walking out. We realize I got to pee. Right. So I'm like, oh, my friend Kevin, he lives right down the street. Kevin's a good dude. Usually got beer in the fridge. So I said, let's, I got a little country there for a second.
I do that.
That's what I like to do. That's why I got that from Sean Denver. So we walked down to Kevin's house and I'm knocking on the door and I'm just knocking on Kevin's door. Right.
I see what's happening. You see,
and he's not opening up and I'm like, we got to pee. And I'm just knocking on. So I start singing this song, you know, and apparently my cousin liked it so much that he stole it from me. I could play you the original right now if you want.
Love it if you would.
Please.
Kevin, please open up for me.
Oh, nice voice.
Thanks. Because I can't wait here anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
I see.
It's getting dark and I have to pee.
Very
I
literal.
Guess I'm knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door. You guys know how it goes. Come on, sing.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You got to
knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I like that.
Knock, knock, knocking knock, knock, knock on Kevin's door.
It flows right.
You
better.
Got, you, yeah, I think we all get right. it. Okay.
Wow,
so I
dude.
Just want to set the record straight.
You can't, I can't imagine someone would make that up. That had to happen. That's what happened.
There's no way you can make that up.
No.
That's obviously from the heart, someone who really had to pee.
Holy shit. Thank you for coming in. That's enlightening.
Thanks for having me.
I never knew. I can't imagine the pain that you and Sean Denver had to deal with all these years. And I can't wait to meet Billy Nelson.
Oh, I'm sure maybe next week he'll stop in.
God, I hope more of you guys keep hanging out at Cheese's house so Duddy can meet you and invite you.
I literally know the cousin to every single famous musician ever. I'll send him your way.
Give me one more famous cousin name on the spot right now with that voice.
Oh, man. No, there's so many that I can think of.
Are you stalling right now?
No, why would I be doing that? Oh, no.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Rob Dylan. All right.
Oh,
Luke hit the claps and all that shit. Duddy, you're back. That was a good guest you found.
Man, yeah. I told you, good guy, right?
What a great guy. Thank you, Rob, as he's leaving by. Right on, dude.
Okay.
Dude, that was amazing.
That was great. And you know what else is great? The people on our Patreon page, guys. I told you about it earlier in the show. We do have a Patreon. You get 4 extra episodes every month. You get a guitar tutorial of a Dirty Head song. And you also get the chance to ask us questions that we will answer on the show. So I'm going to do some Q&A right now. And all these questions are coming from our Patreon members. So I have not read these yet. So I'm going to... God, you guys, I'm telling you, these are dumb. You're going to get it.
Yeah, you're going to get in the form of being ignored. Or that he will actually read your question and you'll be trampled verbally.
Okay, play the drop.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
All right, first, we have Kristen Beck. Duddy, do you know how many vinyls were in the original pressing of Phantoms? Actually, that's funny. I do not know, but I do know that is a highly coveted album or vinyl that we must not have pressed many because people are constantly looking for it. But maybe I'll give one to Luke to sell online.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I don't know. But I do know they're gone. Kristen Perrin says, Duddy, you mentioned you played ukulele on the Supermoon album. Any way we can get some ukulele tutorials, please and thank you. Yeah, totally. Next time I do a guitar tutorial for you guys, maybe what I'll do is I'll also learn it on ukulele and I'll teach you both. Not promising it, just throwing it out there.
That's what he says when he's not going to do something. Potentially next time, all you'll forget and we'll move
on. It's going to happen, maybe.
That might happen.
He's probably right. Kristen Beck says, Colton, how has it been for you since the shutdown? Have you been able to do any drive-in shows or any new recordings during this time? I guess we covered that.
Yeah. No drive-in shows, but live streams, new music coming soon.
Oh, we didn't ask you this. Yeah, so Ryan Ruddle wants to know, Colton, when is the last time you shit your pants? We usually ask our guests this, and we've gotten some amazing stories. Do you have a good story?
I do. I did. Yes.
Oh, my
God. Okay. It was
Ryan Ruddle. You saved it.
You did. Borderline pants shit.
We'll still accept that. I did that. That's what happened to me.
A weekend day, beautiful day. My fiance, girlfriend at the time. Yeah,
I said it.
We were walking the dog in the neighborhood, and I kind of live over by Back Bay. Mm-hmm. So we're doing Back Bay, and we're on our way back, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to probably shit my pants. We were hanging out with friends the night before, a little bit of drinking. You know what happens when you booze? You poos.
Oh,
that's an old school P-Dub saying, the booze poos. So,
and Back Bay, like, pretend, depending on where you are, you could be a mile and a half from the parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, we walked from our house.
Oh, so you're
so
totally
I'm just
fucked.
Like, cool, whew, man. And we're, I kind of started doing the walk jog, you know, like that whole vibe.
Babe, we got to go. Babe, go. Yeah.
And she knows, like, she's like, do you want to run? I was like, if I run, I'm going to shit. It's going to come out. So I have to do the cheeks clenched.
Clinch and hustle.
The middle-aged mom power walk.
Yes.
So, dude, I got so lucky. There's like a little bit of construction going on in the neighborhood. Porta potty out front.
Yep.
Dude.
I just run into these people's front yard. I shit in the porta potty for like 5 minutes, and just my fiance just standing out in front with the dog, just waiting. And I guess the dog is just like trying to get into the porta potty because she's like, what the fuck is he doing in there? And that's genuinely the closest I've been to shitting my pants in years.
So you made a successful one.
It was successful, but it was terrifying.
I live right by you.
Do you really?
Yeah, I go to the Back Bay all the time. I live like right by Hogue Hospital, so not right next to you, but I take my son to Back Bay all the time, and I just walk him in the little trails.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Small world. We're neighbors.
Yeah.
Hope we'll see you on the trails. All right, well, cool. A little shit story.
Sorry that it wasn't an actual shit pants.
Dude, it's okay. I know. Thank you for apologizing, though.
Let's see here. Jake LaPointe says, other than your own music, what is your favorite lick to play on guitar? Ah, that's funny, Jake.
Dude, that's so funny because
Jake wanted to start a new little segment where it's like, show us your riff.
Should we just try it right now? Just whatever. Just try it for fun, even if they suck and it's not.
Okay, I'll try a riff.
That's a funny. These are great questions today. I wanted to start a thing called Show Me Your Riff. And I'll have a riff. Duddy will have a riff. And then when Colton comes in, we have to go show us your riff. He goes, what do you mean? And I go, well, here's
everyone's
mine.
Got the riff. This is a riff.
I'm not good at guitar, so my riff will suck.
This is in Day by Day. This is a go-to riff.
Oh, that's a fun riff.
That's
dude.
A riff. Do you have a riff?
Bouncy. Yeah, original or
just
like
just anything, dude. Whatever comes to your head. I don't even have like good riff skills now that I realize.
I have a couple riffs.
That was a ripping fucking shred riff, dude.
So I feel like every time I pick up my guitar, I just play like little Jack Johnson.
Oh, nice.
Oh, just tasty little nuggets.
Yeah, that's
just
that's
a little nice
like my
guy.
Go-to.
I love it.
Like, this is what I'm gonna play.
Let's give us a clean one of those. I was talking over your riff. Give him the guitar back.
You can't make him re-riff.
It's your turn. You're just stalling now.
Riff. I don't have a good riff, dude. I'll have to rip off.
Play your guys' again. While I'm gonna. My ankle hurts.
Honey, hey, show me how to play that riff. You were okay, I'm not good at guitar at all. So here's what you guys,
me
guys
either.
Get.
Nice.
Yeah, everybody eat it.
That's a dope riff. You know
what?
It's a dope
riff.
It's a riff. It's a riff.
Good question.
All right, good question.
Sad question.
Let's see here. Oh, Duddy's little carpet munchers. There you are.
Yeah, so real cool. Fill you in.
Okay.
We have two lesbian listeners from Florida, and we love them to death. And we started telling on our Patreon page, we have all these creepy characters, and you've met some of the characters here.
Yeah.
Imagine the Patreon page.
On
I mean,
the show
it's a
we do
fucking dungeon.
The show we do on Mondays for our Patreon, there's a lot of inside jokes and characters we've created, and the carpet muncher is a character we've created that I'm not kidding. This was happening though. This is something that's happening in our bunker here. There's a carpet in the front room, and every night when I leave here, I straighten it out. And every day when I walk back in here in the morning, it's all munched up. Someone's fucking coming in, breaking in, munching the carpets. We're on to you guys.
And they leave us message. The carpet muncher leaves messages on our answering machine here, and it's a Florida area code. So we think it might be one of these two lovely ladies munching our carpets.
Okay.
Who could be sure? But anyway, here's their question.
It says, ask him, they're speaking about Colton, ask him who wears the long t-shirt better, him or Jared. That's nice. Good. I like that.
Who is it?
Probably Jared.
So modest, dude. Oh, he's sick. Dude, he's sick.
Oh, man. No. Jesse Rule says, would you rather have to drink your food or chew your water? God damn it, Jesse. See, I hate these questions.
This is the real graveyard we got to fucking walk through at midnight sometimes to get to some quality shit.
No, that's cool. I'll chew water because that's ice.
So, true.
I'll chew water all day.
We do love Jesse, though. She's like,
I don't anymore. No, I mean, question.
It's a love hate. Yeah. Mainly love.
I'll probably mute her. Lynn Honyoist says, for Colton, have you ever ate a burrito in Escondido with Snake OG and Blum Marley? Or had a square bong smoke sesh with them in the Galeons?
I can't say I've ever eaten with them, but I was definitely eating a burrito in Escondido one time, and there was some badass motherfuckers like two tables over just ripping a bong the whole time I was there. Them.
You know what they would say right now, right?
Yeah. Hey, was that you, Blum Marley? Yeah, sick. It was me.
If you saw smoke, I was there. Anytime you see smoke, I'm there.
We're fucking stupid people.
I'm walking away.
We're the worst.
That's how they'd sound.
Yeah, oh man.
That was them.
Sick fucking. Kimmy wants to know, what is your least favorite color? Red pisses me off unless I am tripping. Then the color blue fucks with me, which is unfortunate because my hair is blue. That is funny.
Kimmy does have funny questions sometimes.
I actually don't know what my least favorite color is. I've never thought about it.
So it's funny that she asks this now because I'm not a red guy.
You're not red a red
doesn't,
guy?
I don't wear red. It doesn't look good on me. I would never have a red thing. And I don't like red, really. But, I was looking through Fender's new guitars. Ooh. There's a red guitar. And I was like,
ew.
I was like, that's actually, I would fucking own
that. Okay.
For some reason, the way they put this thing together, I was like, that's a red guitar that I would own and play.
Okay.
So
I'll throw this out there. And not all shades of this color, but certain shades of purple, I'm like, ew. Okay.
Interesting.
Come on. There's certain shades of purple we're like, really? We can do without that.
Yeah, that's way too mystical.
Yeah,
I guess we can talk specifics. It's like there's certain shades of green that just remind me of baby shit.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Like a putrid green.
Like, I don't know that it'd be a vibe to like wear that a lot.
Don't wear diarrhea green.
No.
Yeah. Okay. He's not into pewter.
It's fashion advice on the show because that's a great
Michelle Nechetsky says, Duddy, why do you make promises you can't keep? Then she says, if you want to be my friend, all you have to do is dance. Lies. Actually, Michelle Nechetsky, you are the liar. You are spreading fake news. That is not I who says that. Everybody knows. That's G Germans who sing the opening track to the Monday morning song. And it goes, if you want to be my friend, all you have to do is dance. If you want to dance with me, all you have to do is dance. That's not me saying that. That was me impersonating the Germans.
It's Monday morning. This is me impersonating Hangover Show, and we're going to give you fun time. That's me impersonating, and then that was Duddy impersonating.
So that's not me. So stop spreading fake news, and I would follow you and be your friend like you're saying, but I don't follow fake news spreaders.
All right. Moving there it along. Is, dude. In your face.
Jen Peterson wants to know. Wait, you didn't answer my question. There's no time. Do you think Reggae Rise Up is going to happen in Vegas? I am about to buy tickets.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to tell you to do anything because I'm not sure about anything these days. You know, there's been many a things that have just said, yeah, this is going to happen, and then it didn't happen.
So. But I can tell you, all I can tell you that is, if it does happen and you didn't buy the tickets,
you're going to be bummed.
Yikes.
Ooh, yeah. And it will sell out. It'll
happen quick. And you'll just look at yourself in the mirror and just have to just live in that world. Yeah. So enjoy that. Yeah.
You know,
kind of like,
you know,
when Spider-Man starts disappearing, guys, right?
Well, you can hit up Michelle Nechetsky because it sounds like she's pretty lonely. She'll be there. You can hang out with her. Is
that God, Duddy got dark. You and Michelle Nechetsky can go fucking hang out alone.
It's Michelle Nechetsky. It's everyone's favorite ice skater.
That's right. Russian ice skater.
All right. Is that it?
Is it?
That's it. Well, fuck.
Well, thank fuck for that, guys. Sometimes.
Yeah, that was. Well, and before we go, I did forget to mention, just want to let everyone know, the entire Cutlass.com right now, Cutlass brand, is 50% off. Go the entire site. Put in code ENJOY50 at checkout, and the entire site is 50% off. Go enjoy that all the month of January.
Rob Dylan is still here, I guess. He said his car isn't starting, so let's just have him play. No, we'll get someone to jump you. He's got like an old Daihatsu pickup out there. That's rough times for old Robbie D. But anyway, yeah, come back in, RD, and he's going to go ahead and play us out. So play your song.
You guys know
so
knock, knock, knocking.
There it goes. Colton Place, guys, what a show. Did you have fun?
I did. Thank you so much for having me.
Come back anytime. Seriously, the song you played was amazing. It was beautiful. The new single, Million Pieces, out when?
January 29th.
January 29th. Where can they find you or the band? Pacific Dub.
Pacific Dub on all social media platforms and you know, anywhere you can find music.
Wherever you can find music. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate you guys very much. Rob, big fan.
He is, Rob. I didn't know who you were.
Thanks,
let's join him. All right, we've got three and a two and a three.
Knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door.
I'm gonna pee out here, Kevin.
Knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door.
I can hear Bob's over there writing this down, huh? He said, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door.
If I change it to heaven, I'd probably make some money. Yeah, good song.
Knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door.